This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses full focus on March 5 House election amid political pressures. With 69 days remaining until the polls, Election Commission prepares code of conduct for free and fair voting. National Senior Citizens Day being marked across the country with awareness programs and celebrations. And U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. launches powerful strikes against Islamic State in Nigeria. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says the government is fully focused on successfully holding the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026. Speaking at an award ceremony in Kathmandu yesterday, she said the government is working round the clock to ensure good governance despite pressure from political parties and Gen Z groups. The Prime Minister stressed the need for national stability, warned against unrest seen in other countries, and urged writers to document the sacrifices of Gen Z martyrs for the nation. Likewise, in a separate event yesterday, Prime Minister and Thiruvananthapuram University Chancellor Sushila Karki has called on all political parties to keep universities free from partisan politics and develop them as a centres of academic debate. Addressing Thiruvananthapuram University's 51st convocation ceremony at Dasarath Stadium, she stressed the need to increase investment in education and improve quality through practical programs, quality research and an appropriate teacher-student ratio. The Prime Minister urged graduates to link knowledge with service, skills with integrity and success with society, noting that graduation marks the beginning of a new journey for human development. On the occasion, Nobel laureate in physics Dr. Takaki Kajita, the chief guest, encouraged graduates to pursue lifelong learning, persistence and research, saying progress often comes after sustained effort. Similarly, Education Minister and TU Pro-Chancellor Mahabir Pun highlighted the growing importance of skills over degrees and urged graduates to apply knowledge to address poverty and development challenges. TU Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Deepak Arial called on the convocation a launchpad for a future built on hard work and dedication. A total of 16,380 graduates received degrees, while 22 top-performing students were awarded convocation medals in the ceremony. With 69 days remaining until the House of Representatives election on March 5, 2026, the Election Commission is finalizing the Election Code of Conduct to ensure free, fair and credible polls. According to the proposed code, ministers, provincial governments, constitutional bodies and their officials, local executives, government employees and security personnel will be fully subject to the rules. Political parties, candidates, their representatives, polling and counting agents and media institutions and their staff must also comply. In addition, school, colleges, universities, development partners, private sector banks, cooperatives, commercial organizations and employees involved in voter education or public services will be bound by the code. The Election Commission said the provisions will also cover any other bodies or individuals if it designates. The Commission expects to implement the Code of Conduct within the next few days after incorporating public feedback and suggestions. Nepal is observing National Senior Citizens Day today under the theme Our Shared Campaign, Respect and Honour for Senior Citizens. Established in 2078 Bikram Samvat, the day recognises the contribution of senior citizens, raises awareness of their challenges and promotes a senior citizen-friendly society. It also commemorates the announcement of social security allowances for the elderly. Extending best wishes on the occasion of the day, President Ramchandra Paudal said senior citizens, with their knowledge and experience, are key sources of guidance and enablers of social development, urging all to ensure their protection, facilitate knowledge transfer, and strengthen government-supported social security programs. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav highlighted the need to view senior citizens as a source of awareness rather than a burden. The day is being celebrated across the country with various programs aimed at fostering respect, care and recognition for the elderly population. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has assured that the March 5 elections will be held on time. Speaking at a land transfer and felicitation program in Lahan yesterday, Minister Khanal said the government has created a conducive environment for the polls and urged the public not to be misled by rumours or misinformation, and expressed confidence that the national economy will gradually recover after the polls. Separately, during the discussions with Madhya Province Chief Minister Krishna Prasad Yadav in Janakpur Dham, Finance Minister Khanal was urged to increase federal grants to the province due to weak human development indicators and funding gaps for the MBBS program, and Finance Minister Khanal assured federal support for the Madhya Province's economic growth. Meanwhile, locals and Gen Z youths submitted a memorandum demanding the upgradation of the Bariyarpatti Customs Office in Siraha, calling for improved infrastructure and the operation of four-wheel vehicles to boost local trade. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress will resume today as discussions on party organization and the upcoming general convention continue. The meeting, underway since Wednesday at the party's central office in Sanepa under the chair of acting president Purna Bahadur Khadka, heard views from senior leaders, office bearers and members yesterday. Separately, former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said he will appear before the commission investigating the Gen Z movement on Monday. Speaking to the media after Nepali Congress Central Executive Committee meeting yesterday, former Minister Lekhak said he received a letter from the Commission on Friday seeking his statement and has confirmed his presence. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress National Assembly Parliamentary Party has demanded that the upper house or the National Assembly session be convened at the earliest, saying it is currently the only sovereign platform to raise public concerns in the absence of the lower house. The meeting also expressed condolences over the demise of several senior party leaders and former public representatives. Private airline companies have suspended flights on the Pokhara-Jomsom route for the winter season, citing a sharp drop in tourist arrivals, adverse weather and operational risk. According to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal Jomsom office, airline companies have halted regular services due to strong winds, the risk of snowfall and lower passenger demand during the off-season. Despite the suspension of fixed-wing flights, chartered and emergency helicopter services remain in operation. Officials say improved road access along the Beni-Jomsom-Korala corridor has reduced dependence on air travel, contributing to the decline in passengers. Police have arrested three foreign nationals with 4.3 kilograms of cocaine in Kathmandu. A team from the Narcotics Control Bureau, Koteswar, detained the suspects in the Sinamangal area of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 9 after they arrived in Nepal by air. According to the Bureau, those arrested include a Thai national and two Indian nationals. Police said 550 grams of the drug were seized from the Thai national, where 3 kilograms and 750 grams were recovered from the two Indian nationals, with the drugs concealed in capsules and a suitcase. The Bureau said the suspects were involved in drug trafficking and further investigation is underway under the Narcotic Drugs Control Act. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. US President Donald Trump says American forces have carried out what he described as a powerful and deadly strike against the Islamic State group in northwest Nigeria. Writing on a social network site, Trump said the US military conducted multiple strikes against the group, though he did not provide details on the timing or targets. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the operation took place with the Nigerian government's cooperation. However, the Nigerian government has not publicly commented on the reported strikes. Trump accused the Islamic State of killing innocent civilians, particularly Christians, and said the United States would not allow that he termed radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. Nigerian officials have previously said the insurgents target people of all faiths and have stressed national sovereignty while welcoming international cooperation. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the mist is likely to be present in many places of the Terai region today. There is a possibility of fog in the Terai areas of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces during the morning, and the remaining Terai areas will see it until noon. Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, as well as the hilly regions and mountainous region of other provinces, will likely remain partly cloudy today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses full focus on March 5 House election amid political pressures. With 69 days remaining until the polls, Election Commission prepares code of conduct for free and fair voting. National Senior Citizens Day being marked across the country with awareness programs and celebrations. And U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. launches powerful strikes against Islamic State in Nigeria. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.